All right, we're here with Indianola High School seniors on the boys tennis team. Who are?
I'm Braden Upchurch.
And I'm Colton Miller.
Well, let's talk about the beginning of the season yesterday. Obviously had a fun start to it. I know it was facing some tough competition, but overall, how have the first practices gone so far, and now that you've gotten the first match out of the way?
I feel like we got a better team this year because we got some new freshmen stepping up and new sophomores that just came on the team. Had a really good win yesterday against North Polk, who's actually really good.
Yeah, we have a lot of our varsity players returning, so that really helps with the team. And last year we were almost got to state. This year we're just really hoping to improve.
Coach Busby said last year it was kind of felt like a turning point for this team and program. A lot of people are coming out. Seems like there's a lot of talent. How much did this season kind of feel like a build off of what happened last year?
Well, last year I had a pretty good singles, 8-2, and then I played one of the better guys at second state last year, and I put a pretty good fight, lost 5-10. So I'm hoping to go to districts and show up.
All right. Yeah, I think we're really have a lot of more potential than last year. We were a good team last year, of course, and just we have more talent this year with the incoming class. They're all really good athletes.
Well, let's talk about goals. I think we just kind of talked about some of the generic ones, but maybe a team goal and some personal goals this year.
My personal goal is to, I want to make state in singles, so I'm going to really try hard to work for and improve once districts comes around.
Awesome. Just like Braden, I too want to make it to state in singles. That'd be a really fun thing to do this year. But as far as team goals go, I think just also go to state. We were really close last year, just a few points out of getting into state, and it'd just be amazing if we could actually go to state this year.
Well, is there anything kind of jumping out at you guys on the schedule? I know North Polk yesterday, like you said, got runner-up last year. Is there anything else that you're kind of looking at this year to kind of overcome that little bit of a mountain?
We have Pella and Norwalk coming up, and they're really good conference matchups. Both teams really good. We lost them last year, so I'm hoping we can beat both of them this year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the same matches that Braden said with Pella and Norwalk, but I'm also kind of looking forward to Knoxville. I know they have some really good varsity players, and that'll be a fun meet.
Yeah, that used to be my beat, so I know how good they are as well. Just overall, what are your plans for after the spring and summer sports season? Are you going to go to school at the next level, or what's your plan?
I'm going to Iowa State next year. I'm thinking about playing intramural tennis because there's no actual team for Iowa State.
Yeah.
And I'm going to Creighton, and there is a tennis team there, but I probably won't try out for it. Just like Braden said, I'll probably just play like club tennis just so I can continue to have fun with tennis.
Well, one final serious question for you guys. Coach Busby said how much she trusts you guys and how much she relies on you guys to kind of keep everybody in line and obviously set that good example. What do you think that means to you and the team?
It means a lot that we're co-captains this year, and I think all the players look up to us because we're the top two on the team, and I feel like I have their trust.
Yeah, I can definitely tell a lot of the underclassmen and incoming freshmen respect both of us equally, and they just follow our instructions, and they're all improving, and so are we.